Once most of the residents of Gokula went on sacred pilgrimage. Only the gopis were left back. They were protected by a few guardians. So in order to see them, Krishna had to put on a disguise. He dressed in a cloth of a cultured woman who was expert in astrology, knew mantras, and knew how to make puppets dance. The gopis were very happy. Here was an astrologer, a lady astrologer. They asked, "Tell us, what in the three worlds gives people happiness?" The astrologer answered, "Association with Krishna, that brings happiness." The beautiful gopis asked the next question, "And what one should take shelter of in this world?" And the all-knowing astrologer responded, "Songs about Krishna, that gives one shelter." Next, "What objects," the gopis asked, "give the highest auspiciousness?" And the answer came, "Desire to attain Krishna." One of the last questions was, "What is the whole purpose of this world?" And Krishna, in the form of the female astrologer, said, "Attaining Krishna, everywhere you are. For that purpose the world was created." Let's think about these answers and how to apply them in our lives for our own happiness. Look for the association of Krishna, either by reading and meeting him in the Bhagavatam or in the holy name or in your worship. Then, when you feel the anxieties overload you and you feel, "I need some shelter," sing about Krishna. That always gives you shelter. Then, if you want to really make your life auspicious, look at your desires. Try to understand that the ananda, the bliss which you look for, can be only had when you either come closer to Krishna or finally attain him. And when you want to know what is the purpose of my life, then know the answer of the all-knowing astrologer: to see Krishna behind everything and see him everywhere. That's the whole purpose of being here. I wish you all the best in applying these tips of Krishna, how to attain happiness.